The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Thursday, September 14, 2023. The Minister of Foreign Affairs of Cuba, Bruno Rodriguez, highlighted that the upcoming G77 plus China summit will address urgent problems faced by the nations of the South with a constructive spirit. In statements to the press, Rodriguez pointed out that the event focused on current development challenges, role of science, technology, and innovation will foster a high-level substantial debate with forceful pronouncements on the most pressing political and economic challenges for developing nations in the midst of the systemic international crisis. He also noted that the summit to take place in Havana next Friday and Saturday seeks to debate the main challenges and core issues of the southern nations and also anticipated a widely participatory event with the attendance of high-level delegations that will be received by the people of Cuba with the greatest of its hospitality. He underscored that a final declaration loyal to the purposes and principles of the group, attentive to the needs of developing countries, and firmly attached to the claim of the right to development in the midst of an increasingly exclusive and unjust international order will be approved on the last day of the event. The president of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, held official talks with his Laos counterpart, Thongloun Sisulit, who is visiting the island to participate in the summit of the Group of 77 and China. During the meeting, the leaders expressed their willingness to continue strengthening high-level political dialogue, partisan ties, and the historic ties of solidarity and cooperation between both countries. Díaz-Canel highlighted that his counterpart's trip to the Caribbean country reflects the commitment of Laos to the cause of G77 and China. Thongloun Sisulit met on Wednesday with the Cuban Prime Minister Manuel Marrero, with whom he ratified his shared interest in increasing cooperation in areas of common interest such as agriculture, health, and sports, and in the political, economic, and commercial sphere. The fourth International Cancer Symposium will be held from September 15 to 19 in the Cuban city of Varadero with the participation of experienced scientists. The event, under the auspices of the Center for Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology of Cuba, will bring together scientists, medicinal chemists, pharmacologists, biotechnologists, clinical researchers, and other professionals interested in cancer pathogenesis and the development of new targeted therapies. The fourth International Cancer Symposium will pay special attention to passive and active anti-angiogenic immunotherapeutic strategies as well as to emerging combinations in this field, particularly with immune checkpoint inhibitors. The symposium will present, among others, ideas related to exposing the translational nature of modern biomedical and pharmaceutical research from different experiences and perspectives. The fourth meeting of the Working Group on Sustainable Finance of the Group of 20 began this Wednesday in Varanasi, India, to end the bloc's Sustainable Finance Report. The event, which will end this Thursday, includes recommendations from experts from the group's member nations and guests, as well as international organizations on mechanisms for the mobilization of timely and appropriate resources for climate financing. According to organizers, participants will also analyze the enabling of financing for the Sustainable Development Goals and the development of capacities for the subsidy. These specialists will build on the results of the first three meetings held in Guwahati, Udaipur, and Mahabalipuram to adopt the G20 Sustainable Finance Report of 2023. The theoretical event Caracol 2023 of the Union of Writers and Artists of Cuba, UNIAC, which has been in session since September 10, concludes in this capital with an international workshop on communication and childhood. How to communicate with this population and how to focus on rights, inequalities, and vulnerabilities, all in the same program, so that from a very early age, parents can guide their children in good living and social coexistence. According to the agenda organized by UNIAC, the activity started at 10 and will last until 16 local time, when the workshop will close. The final moments of this event will come with a presentation of books and a musical concert. The theoretical event Caracol 2023 of the UNIAC, during its short agenda, pay tribute to the 30 years of TV Serrana, a community project promoted in the hinterlands of eastern Cuba. And in the international agenda, we have that the union's lawyer Rafael Garcia Aguirre explained that their call is not to take up arms, but to ask citizens for their support and to ask the international community for its recognition. The group will insist before the Supreme Electoral Court to present a request in order to reject Bukele's candidacy, who, according to the polls, is a barrier in the ballot boxes to his opponents, although some voices do not discard surprises due to the worsening of the Salvadoran economy. Meanwhile, Nicolas Maduro just concluded a state visit to China that he has described as very successful, a prelude to a new era in multi-sectoral cooperation between the two countries. This was underlined by the president during the 17th China-Venezuela High-Level Joint Commission. Maduro also highlighted the 31 collaboration agreements signed by both parties during his stay in China. The agreements cover issues such as digital economy, tourism, high technology, agriculture, direct air connection through Conviasa, and aerospace cooperation in the China International Station project. Maduro also announced a greater Chinese presence in the Bolivarian mining area, the first reserve of gold, diamonds, coltan, and other rare and strategic minerals. The head of China's National Development and Reform Commission, the country's highest planning body, Zheng Shangji, said that the economic cooperation has made numerous advances, taking oil and financing as priority areas in accordance with the principle of mutual benefit. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.